when I'm in a bad mood, I'm not.
Okay. What's your name so I can screw it up continually?
I'm John Pollock.
John Pollock from Lancashire.
From Wigan, the team where we have the best rugby league team in the world.
Oh, I'm sorry. Australians beg to differ.
Yeah, I know.
So, but you did take away our dog man, so that's okay.
Who's that?
Joel Monaghan, who played for like the Wolverton Wolves or something for a while.
We never took him. We bought.
He played for a couple of seasons. He played for a rugby league team.
Did he?
Yeah.
See, I missed the last 3 years because I was living in Spain. I was playing for the Spanish league.
So you're Welsh, okay? No, not Welsh. Crap. You're English.
I'm English.
Sorry.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
You play wheelchair basketball. What classification are you?
2.5.
2.5, just like. What? I know what that means. How did you become a 2.5 basketball?
I was born disabled. I was born with spina bifida.
Okay.
So I was. I could walk with a difficulty till the age of 12, 13. Then it got to a point where I had to get used to the chair. That was when I started playing wheelchair basketball.
Why did basketball? Why not rugby?
Well, to be honest, I went to a tournament we have in England for the kids, which is like a nationals. And it's all disabled sports. And basically what they do, you try any sport.
Yeah.
So I picked basketball because I came from a town where team sports was big.
Yeah.
And I tried tennis because I used to play with one of my mates, even though he was a walker. And that year, I won the gold medal in tennis and I won the gold medal in basketball. So then it got to a point, I need to make a decision here, which one to go for and fulfill it like. I chose basketball just for the fact that it was team sport.
I don't normally do interviews, so. Richie, give me a question. He's Australian. So last night's game, you were loud.
I was loud.
Yeah, it's yelling at your mates. Was it because they were playing so great, or was it more of an expression of your own? Your coach said that you had been out for the past year.
Yeah, I had shoulder surgery and a pressure sore, and I was out for 9 months last year. So since January, I've been on the comeback. And about April, I got the all clear off the doctors and the physios. That
your injury basketball related?
Yeah, it was wear and tear. Okay. I've been playing 20 years, 18 of them internationally.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah, at this level it is. So it was it's been a frustrating year coming back, even though it's Olympic year when everything's meant to be running smoothly. But last night, you know, the Australians were there for the taking. And once again, the bully tactics came through. And when some of us never stepped up. You know, I have whichever team we play in the world, I know I have a target on my back because of the calibre I am and what I do for the team.
Yep.
The guys never read that yesterday. And there was so much we could have took off the Australians yesterday if they'd have read that. And they didn't read it, so I was pretty steaming last night.
Frustrated with yourself and the team?
Yeah.
Why do you have that hairdo? I don't mean it that way. I mean, you've got the most distinctive do on the team.
Maybe that's why. So you can stand out in the crowd.
No, it wasn't that. It was... I'm 35. I've been playing... This will be my 21st year.
Yeah.
But that's the mechanic of the team.
Yeah.
And he's got less grey hair than me. So to keep the youth side of me, I shave it off every now and again, or I go a bit like some of the other guys, just have straight shaved heads. This time I just decided to go for a bit of the Sonic the Hedgehog look.
The British team, like yesterday, the Australian team was the team of facial hair, and the British team was the team of tats. Why do you guys, does basketball just attract tattooed wheelchair guys, or?
To be honest, it does. If you look in the NBA, you know, going back to the early 90s, you might have found a forward or two that would have had tattoos.
Yeah.
Right now, it's hard to find anyone that hasn't got a tattoo.
So you guys are all emulating the NBA greats?
No, it's just the way the world's gone. It's ink on the skin is in right now. It's one of the things. The only problem with it is when it's not a fashion accessory, we can't take them off.
When did you get your first one?
Well, 16.
16?
I just recently had it covered over.
You have a Paralympic tattoo?
They're all my Paralympics.
Oh, there they are. You have a... Sorry. The Australian Olympians, I've been told, like to get their
tattoos. That's the Sydney one.
Oh, you were here for Sydney?
That was my first. 2002 was the World Championships. 2004 was Athens. I haven't got 2006 yet and London because somehow I've got to try and squeeze them in this bit. Ooh. But this part of my arm always gets caught in the wheel, yeah. So I'm going to have to wait until after the London Games when I've got a bit of downtime, get them done.
So you have a basketball wheelchair with three wheels. Why do you have three wheels as opposed to four?
Most of the four wheelchairs, you know, we're trying to emulate having a light chair.
Yeah.
And having a fourth wheel ups the weight of the chair. So you pay all that money to have a light chair and then you throw four wheels on the back. It just doesn't balance out.
Okay.
So I'm comfortable with three. Stops me. I fall off more forwards than I do backwards. So whether it's one or two wheels at the back is irrelevant.
So how much training do you do so you can be able to, when you fall over, because the men fall over all the time,
yeah.
So then you can be able to just push yourself up like that? Do you do like a lot of weight training in the gym? Or do you
Yeah, we do weights. We do weights three times a week, and we still are at the moment. Like when we landed in Australia, the day after, we were straight in the weight room. Not everybody does weights. Some people don't need it. Some people aren't comfortable with it. So we have like, I'd say 80% of the team do weights.
Yeah. And you like doing weights?
I like the weights room.
What parts of wheelchair, I've asked you why you do it, what parts do you enjoy? Do you enjoy the travel or is it one of these things where you kind of, it gets in the way because Australia is this huge flight and...
I don't like coming here.
Is it the fact that we're like, 24 hours worth of flights, or is the fact Australia basketball players are just so kind and gentle to you?
Well, it's not that. It's like this year.
Yeah.
It's Olympic year.
Yeah.
So in a four-year cycle, this is the biggest dance you wait for in the sporting calendar. And when we come to Australia, because we don't get protected because of the hometown referees,
yeah,
then we're putting our prospect of a gold medal at jeopardy.
Okay.
Which is what I tried to explain to the referees yesterday. Because look, it can get to a point where they can hurt one of my teammates, and if I think they've done it on purpose, I'll go and hurt them back.
Yeah.
And there's no middle ground on that.
Yeah.
It's you hurt one of my mates, I'll hurt one of yours, and stop me.
What do your friends and family think of your wheelchair basketball playing?
My dad loves it. You know, my dad's been in the team longer than I have, in the national team, because my dad made the squad to come here for the Gold Cup in 98, and I got dropped that year.
Ooh.
So my dad enjoys it, my mum doesn't like it that much. She's not really a sporty person, and she doesn't like it when my aggression comes out, even though in the family tree,
yeah,
I get my aggression from her side of the family.
Is your mother English?
Yeah, she's English.
And your father's English too?
Yeah.
Where is it aggression? The English aren't known for being an aggressive race, or speak. Oh man,
no,
now
I
sound
a...
racist.
I get told by the teammates, they nickname me the Rottweiler. That's why I have a Rottweiler tattooed there.
Fuck.
Because, well, one thing is nobody likes rooming with me because I only sleep 4 hours a night.
Oh.
All the ones that want sleep, I have to try and watch the laptop with the headphones on silently without disturbing them, because some of them need 11 hours, some of them need 9 hours. I need 4. So if I go to sleep at 2 in the morning, I'll be awake at 6. And one thing that gets me to sleep really quick is listening to love songs. So when I'm in the hotel room, I can put some love ballads on the laptop and I'll be gone. Whitney Houston's a killer for me. I'm gone. But then when we get on the court, I just want to rip someone's head off sometimes. Like last night, there was one or two of the Australians. If there had been another quarter, I think I'd have had one of them. So, because I have that, you know, if you've ever had a Rottweiler dog, you know that they're big and hard. and they won't back down from anything. But at the same time, they love getting on the sofa and having a cuddle with you. And that's what they reckon I'm like.
So the referees know you're coming?
I had a word with them yesterday, a few of them.
There were a couple of times when your team was like up in their grills. So, do you, you're an NBA fan?
Yeah.
Which team?
I'm always Bulls. I'm a Bulls fan.
I'm from Chicago. Okay, go on.
I'm a Bulls fan even though my favourite player was John Stockton. That's where I tried him
a long time
game.
Ago.
Yeah.
So, and now he's with, God, somewhere out west.
He's not playing anymore.
No, but isn't somebody... No, I'm thinking of somebody else who became a general manager. So, but and you're okay with Derrick Rose? You like Derrick Rose?
Yeah, I like Derrick Rose. I'm not a keen fan of Noah, if I'm honest.
He's got that hair.
Not that hair, he's got the most, you know, for the millions they get paid. Got a guy on our team that's got no hands and he has a better shooting technique than Noah.
Do you guys try to emulate those NBA players or can you shoot like Kobe? Can you block like Kobe?
No. And if I was compared to Kobe, I'd have a go at the commentator that compared me. I am not a fan of...
I'm not. Not that I'm not a real reporter. I just mostly... Whatever. Okay, so who can you play like in the NBA? Who would be your able-bodied counterpart? Now that we know it's definitely not Kobe.
Right now, I'd like to be known like a John Stockton of the game.
And that you have that reputation for years and years. And
yeah. And but at the same time, I'm a bit like the worm. Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
I get in people, you know, if you watch the 97 final, with the Bulls and Jazz, and you know how he was playing the mind games with Karl Malone. I do try and emulate that. See, people think there used to be a reputation in the world that if you got John Pollock angry, it'd take him out of his game. So like, something I went away and worked on. So now I wanna trash talk with people. I wanna get into that mind game field. It's like we're playing the Australians tomorrow, and already I've got ideas for individuals of their team that I've got what I want to say. So,
are you going to go into sport administration when you finally retire in another 20 years?
Am I going to go what, sorry?
Into sport administration? Are you going to be like, you know, John Paxton of wheelchair basketball?
You know, Murray liked the head coach. I told him, I think when I retire, I had a chat with him a while back. I said, when I retire, I think I'm just going to leave the game. You know, and that's my legacy in the game, doesn't it? He says, like, with the knowledge I have of the game, it's a sin if I leave without trying coaching. So I think maybe when the playing days are done, I might go into the coaching side of it. We'll see.
Is there anything I feel like I should... Oh, I asked the other guy this. I'm the Oscar, the South African guy.
Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah, I don't want to try his last name. Do you think he should be competing in the the Olympics?
I don't think he should be in the Olympics, no. Because if he is, why aren't we?
Yeah.
And at the same time, you know, nothing against his disability or the prosthetics that he runs with. But the fact is, it's a prosthetic. Would he be that tall if he didn't have the prosthetic and he had his leg?
Yeah. If you gave those swimmers flippers,
yeah,
could they beat Ian Thorpe?
You know, the fact is, people that usually have amputations below the knee,
yeah,
they walk really great with the prosthetics on. You couldn't, if they had jeans on, you wouldn't be able to tell. But someone that's a double amputee below the knee, they could have that lower limb,
yeah,
as long as they want. So it could be like a stilt, really. So the longer it becomes, the longer that stride becomes.
Yeah.
So it's artificial, really.
Do you think 5-point players should be playing
wheelchair basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should they be playing in the Paralympics?
No.
No. Do they play in your domestic leagues?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they don't play in the highest league.
Okay.
So the elite league is just for the disabled.
Okay.
But to help the numbers and to help the development of the game in the lower divisions, it's allowed.
Okay. So anything I should have asked you that is an ignorant American living in Australia who doesn't know much about you, I should have asked?
I think you covered quite a lot there.
Okay, thank you very much. I apologize for my phone.
No worries.